talk about government, music, art, health, science, theology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this April the 2nd on the west coast of the United States, and now April 3rd in the eastern and central time zones. Good morning to you folks. So nice to have you with us. We're going to bring our guest on in a moment. I just want to reference the G20 meeting that is occurring, I guess, as we speak, about this time or maybe in a few hours in England. And there has been, or maybe some of it has already transpired. There's so little information coming out, so much spin about what's going on. I will add this little caveat to the whole story, which is being spun as another parade of rock stars, the usurper and his first lady usurper have been taken to the Tower of London, according to International Currency Review editor and publisher Christopher Story. They've not been shown the crown jewels. I suppose that's a reference that they couldn't be trusted seeing him in regard to all the trillions of dollars that are being stolen in real time through the derivative and hedge fund markets on Wall Street and the international ping pong game that's been occurring since around December 5th of the year 2006. And we're talking trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars being stolen. This is the crux of the G20 meeting, despite whatever you may be told in the mainstream media, because they're told to cover it up. They're part of the cover-up. They're co-conspirators in this theft. And it's been published enough. It's on enough websites. Enough emails have been sent to Congress and the Senate, who readily give themselves raises. I understand they got a raise of something like $4,100 already this year. Last year it was $17,000 something. And they just keep giving themselves more money, taxing us more and more, stealing more and more. And in a sense, this is all an illusion. It's all smoke and mirrors because there's really nothing to back these funds other than the secret giveaway of real estate. You see people being evicted from their homes, foreclosed upon illegally, because these are internet computer transactions that are occurring without the knowledge of the original borrowers on these mortgages. It's being blamed on people that cannot make payments on their house, and that's always been a problem. But what they're not telling you is that many of these properties are being illegally transferred to other banks, foreign banks. And one particular bank is Deutsche Bank. And this is corruption beyond belief, and yet it is occurring in real time. We've been talking about the trillions of dollars on this show for nearly 2 years. And certainly I've been writing and talking about it for over 2 years, more likely 3 years, and still it's not reported in the mainstream here, although the term trillions has now entered the consciousness of the American public and the international financial community. In England, this story is being reported. In fact, Christopher Story's published works are being reported. I doubt if they're being credited as they should be, but nonetheless, they are talking about the theft of trillions of dollars over there. People are hopping mad in many countries. There are countries that have gone bankrupt. This means people don't eat, people don't have jobs, they don't have a place to live, And those that are committing these crimes do not give a damn that people are starving and living in tents, if they're lucky enough to have tents. And you hear nothing about this in mainstream media. It's entertain them, keep them occupied, keep them divided, put up smoke screens, talk about abortion, talk about health care. And health care is just licensed to poison us further. So you might as well take that off your notepad. Cross that one off. Abortion, whether you have beliefs pro or con about abortion, it's a distraction. They don't intend to do anything about it. In fact, they're murdering babies. They're abducting babies. They're putting babies into pedophile rings. They're selling babies, selling children, selling young women, kidnapping them from families, and then falsely incarcerating people just to occasionally bring someone else into the jail system. I heard someone this afternoon on an AM radio station refer to the prisoners and rehabilitation of prisoners, and that we should give them more money while they're in the jail and set them up to have jobs. Now we're going to kowtow to the prisoners while we have decent people who have been thrown out of their homes, literally living from hand to mouth, if they're even that lucky, and exposed to chemtrails, exposed to all kinds of diseases, and now we're going to cater to the criminals. And what people don't realize is that they've built jails. We have more people, percentage-wise, and in actual numbers, in prison in this country than anywhere else in the world. You can probably add up all the people who were incarcerated in the whole world in the prison systems, and I would venture to guess that we surpassed that number. So everything is being turned upside down, backwards, inside out, and no one's even questioning it. And I hear the most ridiculous arguments. Sure, people should be rehabilitated. But how are you going to rehabilitate a murderer? Why is it that the thieves of trillions of dollars are not in jail? You should be outraged by what's going on. So I leave those thoughts with you. This is smoke and mirrors. It's chaos. It's insanity. It's psychopathy. And anything else you can call it. Definitely treason among the actual Americans that we have, although I'd venture to guess that probably 70% of Congress and the Senate is not even are not even true Americans. And that would not be a stretch of the imagination, just on the few presidents and political figures that I've done genealogical research on. None of them are Americans. And currently we have a usurper that's about to lead us into World War III. You should be outraged by what's going on, and you should take responsibility. With that, I would like to bring on tonight's guest. He is an environmental scientist, a historian, a researcher. He is also a consultant about issues pertaining to health matters. And he is a musician, and he's my good friend. He hasn't been with us in quite a while, but we're going to have him on a number of times this month. My good friend, Mr. Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning to you. You got to hear a little bit of a rant. It's the daily spin from the media. And I know you follow what's been going on. You know, what's your take on this G20 summit?
It's clearly all designed to drag our country further into this global agenda, which really is all about the United Nations establishing itself as the world government. Right now, they're trying to create the global economy, global currency, to support the United Nations as a world global government. So this is really what's going on, and like Don, you're right on the money. We've got a bunch of foreigners in our government posing as Americans, and of course, they're not Americans. How can they be when they're selling us out left and right? For the last 15 years to 20 years, they've constantly been selling us out. First, by the rapid deployment of middle-class jobs, high-tech jobs, being shipped abroad and down south across the border. And now all the way up to the financial crisis, the housing crisis, all designed to destroy us, especially the middle class.
Hey, Michael, can I get you to maybe put your mic a little bit closer so we get a little bit more volume from you?
Sure, Don. How's that?
That's better. Thank you.
Great. And so it's all by design, just simply to destroy us as a country, our sovereignty, and, of course, the middle class, which is the United States, really. The middle class is the backbone of the United States, and they're clearly destroying us. So how can these representatives, so-called, of ours in our government be really be us? Because no American would do that to themselves, their people, and their own country.
Yeah. Well, they're murdering the lower class, and I hate to use that term, really, because those are terms they use. You know, it's like bargain basement, mid-priced, and the high-priced goods that they sell us, you know, in consumer land. They give you three choices, three models of a car, or three versions of a house, you know, three sizes of clothing, although they've gotten a bit more diverse than that, you know. But you got basically small, medium, and large. Although with the advent of fast foods, it's become extra large and various quantities. You're so right about what they're doing. I'm beginning to think that they're even attacking the upper class, and those are the yuppies, the business professionals that have invested heavily in the stock market and startup companies that actually did much better and surprised a lot of people. They're moving in and stealing these companies. They're stealing the pension funds. They're setting these companies up on bogus charges of corruption, where they actually are the ones who are being victimized by these criminals. This is really beyond the violation of the very laws that they create. This has actually become a spiritual issue, hasn't it?
Always has been, for sure. I think the yuppie class that you referred to, Don, I would consider them the upper middle class. I think we could break the middle class into three groups: the upper, the middle, and the lower middle class. So I think the yuppies are really the upper middle class part of the middle class that they're intending to wipe out, for sure, leaving just very elite wealthy people and just very poor people. That's their intention here. Just like Mexico, communist China, all the countries that they're building up and supporting, this is how it is. And it's definitely a spiritual activity. Always has been done, always will be, till the very end of the game. We are spiritual beings in physical bodies in the material world, and we're up against spiritual forces that have been rebelling since against God's natural order since the beginning of time, and we're caught up in the middle of that. And these people into this globalism, they are at the spiritual level, they are Satanists, Luciferians, devil worshippers, bottom line. As you said earlier, they're the ones behind all the child kidnappings, all the kids on these milk cartons. They're behind all that. That's not random chaos. That's highly organized. And these Luciferian, Satanist, devil worshippers are exploiting these poor kids and ruining them and destroying their innocence. And unfortunately, we've been duped down as a people not to understand this anymore in these terms. The Americans today in general, a large percentage of them, wanted to believe that evil was long gone. It didn't exist anymore. And that's what they wanted, so they could really infiltrate us establish their networks like an octopus, have their tentacles in everything that we do here, and now everything is corrupted by them, and spiritually, as a country, we have lost a lot of our power because we've allowed ourselves as a country to get into the traps that they have set for us, which are nothing but vices to rob us of our spiritual power. Every vice has a physical detrimental effect, but ultimately it's destroying our spiritual nature. And that's why our enemy, which is in our government, in our country, has established all these vices. Everywhere you go, it's vice, one vice after another, all traps and pitfalls, snares laid out for us. And we've unfortunately, as a country, accepted a lot of that as decent behavior today. I think the most extreme case would be homosexuality. We're supposed to accept that as normal behavior. And we're even supposed to allow them to adopt kids. Now, if that isn't lunacy, how are these poor kids ever going to be raised in an environment that's going to allow them to grow up straight, natural oriented? It's impossible.
Yeah, isn't it funny how they have these TV shows? I think MSNBC features a show where they set up these teenage or child predators, you know, that respond to I guess they're doing this on the internet, where they're communicating and pretending like they're teenagers, and the kids are pretending like they're older than they are, or maybe they're flat out saying how old they are. But they do the sting operation. I forget who the journalist is. But they invite them into this house. You know, under the pretext of meeting this girl, and the girl says, "I'm going to go put on something more comfortable," and she leaves the room, and in walks the producer and the journalist, who's now going to expose this guy on camera. Now they're entrapping people into the system, you know. And when the guy leaves after he's interviewed, usually they're quite uncomfortable, of course, because they're being filmed, and they walk in the room with all these cameras, and you see all these people, and the guy boogies out of the house, and he's on his way to his car, and then they pounce on him from various vehicles that are parked outside the house. So it's a sort of entrapment, and I'm not excusing the behavior at all that leads to these guys showing up at this house, but it's intentional entrapment. And at the same time, the government is abducting the children and selling them. Up to $36,000 a head, okay? So you're talking about kids being shipped to Las Vegas, where this is occurring. More recently, I heard an interview with Ted Gunderson, where he's describing that this is going on in Virginia. Of course, we know about the pedophile rings and Barney Frank is engaged in, and the Franklin cover-up in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Pathetic.
Where Larry Franklin was basically the mastermind in the bankroll. He was stealing money from Lincoln Savings under the pretext of being this community development leader, and abducting the kids and sending these kids to Washington to these wild parties that the congressmen and the senators were having. It's despicable what they're doing, and people say, yeah, we got to stop these people that are abducting the kids, and they stay on one case on CNN or headline news for years. They're trying these cases on TV, and
yes, all of that done pretty much is to distract us into thinking that they're pursuing it, something's being done. And it's mainly all these wackos out there, these individuals, you know, and that's what that's all about when they show the entrapment. They're trying to get us to think all this kind of activity with the kids is just from individual wackos. It's random chaos. Mm-hmm. And that's not what's going on. It's highly organized chaos. Most of these sexual activities, the pedophilia and everything else is coming from people right inside, high up in our government. And very little are these independent crazies out there. So that's clearly what they're trying to do, is just to get us again to think something's being done. They're pursuing it to try to protect the children, as Hillary would say.
They're all
phonies. Everything, unfortunately, Don, we're at the point today where everything's a big lie. If it's coming from mainstream media, it's a big lie. You can just bet on the opposite being true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you. Now, this is something that's, it transcends that particular problem, and it goes into other areas. The financial, I may have said, I'm being corrected by Seth, or no, not Seth, Ken Adachi is correcting me. I may have misspoken and said Larry Franklin. I meant Larry King, but this is not Larry King, the journalist. This is right. A different Larry King.
And Don, just reminded me, if I may interrupt you.
So I apologize to whoever Larry Franklin is. Let me put it that way. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, in addition to what we're just saying and how all of this is highly organized coming from these crooks in our government and traitors and the rest foreign agents, let's not forget KinderCare. That's owned by Old Man Bush and Old Man Hinckley, the father of the guy, or rather the dad of the guy that shot Reagan.
Yeah, John Hinckley Sr., I believe his name is.
Right?
Yeah.
And so they're business partners, and also that one of their businesses is KinderCare, which, of course, is the schooling of children. And there's been a lot of shady, very scary reports coming from kids over the years that are in KinderCare.
Yeah, and again, that's one of the areas that Ted Gunderson has been investigating for a number of years, going back to the days of the McMartin School scandal in California.
And Ted investigated that one too?
Oh, yeah. In fact, he investigated it in real time, and after the McMartins and the Buckeyes got off on their charges, Ted went in there at his own expense, I understand. Now, some people try to disclaim that that's the case and that other people put up the money, but I understand, and I had Ted on this show.
Yeah,
Ted talked about having spent a large sum of money to have the tunnels underneath the school, which the children described, exposed. And when they got underneath there, they took pictures. They found Disney paraphernalia, bags, with Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck and all the Disney characters on these bags. And there were toys and things that showed that the kids were telling the truth. Why would there be tunnels underneath the school? And this was rather primitive in nature. I saw some of the photographs. In fact, I think the photographs are still on the internet, exposing what occurred there. So you can imagine the actual horror of the parents when they heard these stories, and you can imagine the outrage when this was swept under the rug.
Yes. And it wasn't until about 10 years later, if I recall right, when that school building was torn down for reconstruction purposes, and then the tunnels were laid out bare
mm-hmm.
for all public to see.
Yeah, and what I saw, what I recall having seen, was just dirt tunnels. You know, it wasn't shored up in any special way, and it's like somebody went down there with a shovel and a bucket and just started hauling out dirt.
Just dingy, yeah. Damp environment.
Yeah.
More trauma on the kids.
Yeah, and the kids describe many things which are definitely the practice of Satanists, you know, yeah. and just all kinds of perversions.
Right.
And I know now I'm getting a chat message that it was $17,000. I thought it was maybe $18,000 even, but somewhere between $17,000 and $18,000 that Ted Gunderson spent out of his own money just to have that archaeological dig underneath the school.
Now, God bless you, Ted.
Now, there are other such cases. You know, the Franklin cover-up really goes back to the days of Boys Town. And I have to tell you that personally, in my musical career, I had the opportunity to work with Tony Butala, which is one of the original Mitchell Choir Boys. And he described similar things going back way, way back in time. So here we have these orphanages being touted as these wonderful places, wholesome places to bring up kids, to bring up orphans. And then when the stories start coming out, they're used as vehicles to commit these heinous acts against kids.
Yes.
And then they say, well, we have to find the criminals behind this. And it's the very people creating the laws mm-hmm. that are behind it.
That's so sad and true. And it rips my heart out, disgusts me as an American to know that activities occurring here in my country, in my time. God curse them. May obliterate them, wipe them out as soon as possible. I can't say anything nice about such vermin.
Yeah.
Exploit kids. I forget it. No matter how bad somebody can be,
mm-hmm.
anyone that messes with kids and women, I have no tolerance for. String them up as fast as you can.
Yeah. Now I don't like to get political. In a sense, I think I like to look at the broader picture of the universal implications of our actions and how we affect the whole universe mm-hmm. by what we do. And what we think and what we say, even. I would say that I am one that supports life and sovereign life. I'm not talking about life under oppression. But if there is an excuse or a reason for abortions, it's politicians.
Yes, absolutely. If there's any good justification for, throwing people in jail for lying and cheating and betraying your country, these laws and rules should be strictly adhered to for every one of our representatives. If these good-for-nothings, when they go to the Congress and Senate to create new legislation, which they have no business doing, we have all the laws we need in our Constitution, all those dirtbags have to do is just uphold our constitutional laws and all of our problems will go away, lo and behold. It's that simple. But they keep creating all these legislations which really are undermining our constitutional freedoms and rights and also our sovereignty, and they have no business doing that. But there's only one amendment I would like to see created to our Constitution, and that is as soon as any representative, local, state, federal, gets caught in a lie to the public or any kind of criminal activity, severe punishment has to be implemented. And especially, again, when it comes to evil, when we know they're abusing kids, Don, there's no way we can tolerate that activity. We have to rip those roots out of the ground before they can grow further and further. That's our job.
Yes.
Keep everything sanctified, to keep it holy and pure. And where evil tries to appear, it's our duty, since it's our watch now, to rip that root out of the ground fast. Otherwise, it's going to grow.
Yeah. You know, now this expands into other areas, too. Because if you get into what they're putting in our foods, what they're putting in our water, these are assaults on all of humanity, and the pharmaceutical drugs, These are assaults on all of humanity. The spraying of chemtrails is an assault. It's actually attempted murder.
Yes, Don.
Is what it is.
It's really a genocide, and it's, Don, it's an assault on God. These devils are trying to assault God's creation, which is affecting us as men and women, but also all of creation is suffering at their hands.
Yeah.
So they're really assaulting God and his natural order and his creation.
Yeah. Now, Michael, you and I both agree that this whole thing is spiritual warfare. And in light of it being spiritual warfare, and looking at the laws, looking at their codes, looking at their bills, and the games they play in the process of creating these and signing them and publicizing them, they're not carrying out the will of the people, for one thing. And I'm speaking about those who are actually paying attention. I'm not talking about Joe Sixpack sitting on the couch drinking his beer and his eating his potato chips or his popcorn or candy bars.
Yes, Don. Let me give you an example. The people of California, they stood up and said, we don't want homosexuals getting married. And what their government say? Too bad. We're going to still let it happen anyway. So, yes, Don, there's an example of that.
Oh, yeah. They'd have to evacuate San Francisco if they didn't do that, you know. And a few other cities, too.
Yes, but there you have people, Americans involved, caring, concerned, and getting active, getting one voice together in a large enough volume so their government knows, in this case Californians and their state government, they know how the people feel about an issue. And yet the government says, we don't care what you think. We're going to do what we want. There you go. That's what we have today.
Well, we have this issue of them creating these laws, protecting all of these criminals that are assaulting us in all these different ways. And in other words, they're giving the approval for this to happen, for this to occur. So they're all conspirators. Now, when I look at the issue of tricking someone into a contractual agreement through these laws or through the filing of taxes or your social security number or getting a driver's license or buying a home and getting it financed or buying a car and associating everything with their commerce, with their secret doctrine and their secret relationships, this is not valid contract law.
No.
According to the laws that are on the books. Now, I'm not talking about the mumbo-jumbo and the hidden secret documentation that they also create, or the double meaning it has. Strictly, when you sign, you know, if the whole country is under the understanding that it's taxes that keeps the country running, and the taxes are appropriately applied to the purpose for which they're collected, there should be no problem with that. But they are literally stealing the money, or they're stealing money unbeknownst to us and assigning the debt to us. And they're acknowledging it, but it's not being portrayed as such. It's more trickery. It's more smoke and mirrors. Personally, I am not responsible for those agreements, those private secret agreements that they make. And
right.
every American should be outraged at what's going on and has been going on. And people say since 1933, man, this has been going on since the 1600s, maybe even the 1500s.
Well, there was a reprieve of all that kind of sinister activity when this country was created at the birth of the United States. Let's not forget that the founding fathers, when they started this country off, there was no property tax, income tax, and only property owners could vote. And that assured that the future of this country was bright because property owners were the only people allowed to vote. And so therefore, nobody could undermine our main purpose of existence, the right to own property, which gives us individual sovereignty, which enables us as individuals to begin to pursue a life of liberty that no other country, no other people in any other country, could only dream of it. They would never see it physically. They could only dream of it. We had it here in the very beginning, but they didn't waste any time infiltrating us and destroying that and creating the counterfeit system that we are currently totally trapped in.
Yeah, now there are those. You see, we're talking about pieces of paper here with some chicken scratch on them, okay? If you're lucky enough to be able to read it, it's nothing but word games, number one. Changing the meaning of a word by using double negatives or inventing words.
Dual meanings.
Yeah, that really mean nothing to the average person. It means everything to them, and yet it's, again, more trickery, more deception.
Sure.
Do you think the founding fathers built this country on deception? Do you think... really, that in their hearts they knew that they were deceiving the people?
Our country would have never made it this far if it was built on lies and deception as a foundation initially. No way, Don. And Don, here's a perfect example of what you're illustrating. Our national debt, they tell us it's in trillions and trillions. They never tell us who we owe it to. That's the question that I used to say to the phony media every time I would hear for the last 15 years, our national debt is so much, and say, yeah, who do we owe it to? And so when you ask an American, who do we owe all this money to? Those that are thinking, believe they are thinking anyway, will say we owe it to ourselves. And of course, you can't owe yourself money. You either have money or you don't have money. You can't borrow from yourself if you have no money. So you can only be in debt to another party. That party's the Federal Reserve. So now, they're telling us we're in debt to the Federal Reserve for so many trillions of dollars, which they never really admit to, but that's who we owe it all to.
How we have this dichotomy, if I can interrupt here. The Federal Reserve is supposed to be authorized to make money when constitutionally only the U.S. Treasury is authorized to do that.
The Congress is the only authority to regulate the money.
I'm talking about the creation of the money, the actual printing of the money.
Yes, and the Department of Treasury is supposed to oversee that, but the Congress is the power that's supposed to control our money, ensuring that it's a real U.S. dollar with so many grains of silver. And if anybody ever tampers with our money supply, that's high treason. They're supposed to be hung.
Oh, they're controlling the money supply, but they're controlling it for their own pockets.
Sure.
And their cohort.
Yes, Don. What they've done is they created this money system called the Federal Reserve, which is neither federal nor reserve. Now, they print up all the money. Supposedly our Treasury's doing that, but now the Treasury's under the Federal Reserve control. And they print up all the paper notes backed by nothing. It's just paper notes. It costs 4.5 cents, the last I heard, to make a paper note, even if it's a $100 bill. It costs 4.5 cents to print it off the machine.
Yeah.
They chop it all up. They then tell our government, here, we're lending you all this money at full face value with interest, daily compounded interest. That's where the debt accrues from over time. It's loan sharking. Once you borrow a chunk of money from a loan shark with the high debt, the high interest on it, you're going to be perpetually in debt. You can never catch up. That's what they've done to us. And so my point with bringing this up with the Fed is that since it's an illegitimate debt, Don, it's not a debt that belongs to us. It's a bunch of crooks and traders imposing it on us. All we have to do is wipe our hands clean and say, we don't owe you a penny. Just get rid of the Federal Reserve and let's create our money, constitutional money supply again and start from scratch. We don't owe anybody anything. Let those crooks choke on it while we hang them.
Yeah, well, then they then have to deal with the foreign entities with which they made these agreements. They're going to have to pay the price. And we did not make these agreements with these foreign countries either.
That's right.
individually nor collectively. And let me tell you, I didn't vote for any of these bastards.
There you go, buddy. Don, I don't recall any of our representatives at the local or state or federal level sending me a questionnaire of how I felt about wanting to have these debts passed along to foreign countries and we're going to owe them. Yeah, I don't recall answering any questions like that.
Yeah, and they've got to hide behind the skirt of a go-between that answers the telephone and can only say, I'm not authorized to comment on that. I can't answer that question.
That's a fact.
You know, and anyone that's ever called a congressional or a senatorial office has met the same excuse.
That's just
another smokescreen.
Totally obfuscation.
Yes. And then they want to hear truth talk like this. They want to determine that this is hate speech or that this is terrorism. These are terms they invented.
That's right.
Okay? This is truth speech is what it is. It's the truth.
That's right.
And they feel threatened by that, you see?
Sure.
And they're the ones that are fearful. They're the ones that have to promote their fear and subject the rest of society to it for these phony reasons.
Sure. And Don, you're right on the money. And may everybody always remember this and use it all the time. The truth hurts. It's true. But only those on the wrong side of it. It doesn't hurt you, Don. Doesn't hurt me. Doesn't hurt, I'm sure, just about everybody in your audience, because we want the truth. We want to abide with the truth, live by the truth. And for those that are complaining when they hear the truth, well, you know, they're complaining because they're on the wrong side of truth. They're the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Michael, I'm sure you've probably seen the movie The Godfather.
Yes.
Okay. And you, do you recall the hearings that they had when they were trying Michael Corleone on a variety of charges, basically murder and racketeering, and there was the one senator from Nevada that tried doing a shakedown at the
at a big party event in Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, I think it was the confirmation or something like that of Michael Corleone's son, mm-hmm. and he received a big endowment to the state college, and he intentionally mispronounced the name, which
right.
is typical of these guys, and then he meets him in his office, in his home office, and the subject is about a casino and a liquor license, and he's demanding $250,000 and 5% of the business, and spews out all kinds of racial epithets, ethnic epithets about Italians, mm-hmm. and then Michael Corleone tells him he's going to put up the money. Now they set up the senator in a mob style sting operation where a hooker ends up ODing on something, I forget exactly what it is, or maybe even dies.
So they set it up where the senator was so drunk or drugged up, he passed out. They came in, they killed the hooker, butchered her up a bit, so they could pin it all on him and set him up.
Yeah, yeah. So basically they set him up for blackmail. Mm-hmm. And at this congressional hearing, of course, he's speaking about how great the Italian people are. And so you see the two-faced side of the politicians. Now, I'm not condoning the organized crime, but you see the relationship right there. I mean, right in front of our faces, you see.
Don, it's you got it. They compromise these politicians so they can get them in their hip pocket.
Mm-hmm. And when you see a corrupt politician, it sort of makes you root for the organized crime figures,
because
they show a human side.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, our politicians today are willing to step in these traps and vices. That senator should have been home with his wife and family, not with a hooker.
Yeah.
If he was living virtuously, he would have never got into that mess, into that trap. And then the mobsters would have got nailed when they got into federal court. They wouldn't have had anybody compromised to protect them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we see these things acted out in movies, and it's right there in front of our face. But because it's a movie, we tend to think, well, this isn't real. This is a very interesting story, but it can't be real. These things can't really be going on.
It can't be like that.
Yeah, and the reason I brought that up is because you watch the bailout hearings. You watch the hearings with the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, formerly the former Secretary of the Treasury, Hank Paulson, and all these so-called financial experts. And they say, well, we don't know what happened, okay? And all that time I was reporting about all the theft of the trillions of dollars. I was not alone in that reporting, but I was reporting that faithfully on my show, in my writing, and on other interviews on other networks besides PBS Radio. And a lot of people said, well, we just can't imagine that this is really happening. Now it's right in front of our face. Why aren't the people coming forward and saying, well, we were told about this. We were told what was going on. Why are they now accepting, again, the spin? Is it that people are that brainwashed and that mind-controlled that they cannot make the connection between the two sources, the different sources of the information?
Sure, Don. I think we covered once on a show, and before I get to that, you know, Don, I think that's a great illustration of these modern hearings and that Godfather scene. They should be playing the Godfather music in the background when they're showing us those hearings.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Your Honor, we have no idea how that came about. We're just law-abiding businessmen, and somehow it all unraveled on us.
Well, you keep going. I'll do the music.
How about GW? Everything's fine. Keep shopping. Everything's good. Don't listen to them. The economy's never looked so good. 6 months later, everything crashes. We don't know how it happened. We never seen it coming. What the heck? What happens here? We have no idea. Jeez, strange. We have to investigate this. We need a lot of money so we can investigate. It's perfect.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to these jokers, especially Barney Frank.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's like listening to one of the characters from Top Cat, only it's actually a better caricature.
So true.
And he's at the center of these pedophile rings too.
Yes, it's disgusting. And also he was at the head of oversight on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. Again, everything's looking good. I don't know who's with these reports about things looking questionable on shaky ground. Everything's solid. 3 weeks later, when they crash, geez, I don't know how that happened. Wow, what's going on? We have no idea. Same old, same old.
Yeah, I wonder how they came up with the name Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. I can use my imagination on that one.
Right.
But, oh man, it's
sad.
Yeah, it is. It's pathetic, actually, is what it is. It's pathetic
and disgusting.
And the level of criminality, the level of money laundering. The number of agents that they have out there posing as bona fide people, bona fide citizens, the people involved in internet corruption, the people that are involved in the real estate corruption that's going on, it's unimaginable how huge this is.
Guess how obvious, how blatant. 30, 40 years ago, Americans would have never tolerated anything like this. I mean, it's blatant now. They're ripping us off blind, telling us we've got to give them billions and trillions, but they don't have to account for any of it to us, where it's all going.
No. And you know, a lot of people have talked about AIG, American International Group. I mean, mm-hmm. right away, the name reeks. You see, they have to hide it behind letters.
Yes, you know. And American.
Yeah.
It's American. But it's international.
Yeah. And it's a group, too.
Right.
The thievery that goes on. And then they have to, you know, nobody demands the books. You know, where are these congressmen? Where are these finance committees? Where was Barney Frank? Show us the books. Well,
yes.
You know, we can't do that. This is private. Well, if it's private, then find a private solution to it.
You got it, Don.
You know?
Good. That's right, pal.
Find a private solution to it.
Hey, that's right. The private solution is let them all fold up. They don't know how to run a business. They ran it in the ground. Bye-bye.
No, and they're building prisons. Their butts should be in the prisons.
And then they
can have all the homosexual interaction they want. Put them all in the same cell.
Yeah, after breaking a bunch of boulders, digging a lot of holes and filling them back in, then we hang them. They can't. This is my opinion. May seem extreme to a lot of people, but I have no tolerance for crooks and traitors, none at all. Benedict Arnold was a hero, but they would have hung him if they could get their hands on him when he tried to get West Point into the hands of the British. And by the grace of God, it was stopped as George Washington and his troops were just coming back into West Point, coincidentally. And coincidentally, they got the courier from Arnold to the British that were on the Hudson River waiting for the courier to get the strategy in place to take the West Point, take the fort. And the war would have been over. West Point was that critical. And lo and behold, they got the courier, they hung him up, showed the paperwork to General Washington, and they tried to get Arnold, and he got away. And he was a hero up to that point. Broke the heart of George Washington and a lot of men, but they would have hung him. Now, these dirtbags we have today aren't even Benedict Arnolds, because they aren't heroes in any way prior to becoming criminals and traitors. They haven't done anything good for our country during their entire careers. I have no tolerance for them. I say we string them up right away, and we put signs around them stating, traitors, greedy SOBs. And this is what will happen to anybody else that tries to do what they did to us as a country and the people.
Well, in the old days, weren't they tarred and feathered?
That was for my low-level cons. These big level cons, they throw a rope right around their neck, Don.
Yeah. Well, tar and feather them first, I think, you know.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Well, we're speaking about the financial aspects of what's going on, and of course this ties in all the corruption with the big auto manufacturers, the oil companies, the pharmaceutical companies. You know, you've got the FDA going after companies that are manufacturing whole foods, non-carcinogenic foods, and
God's natural foods.
Yes, and they're attacking these companies, and when the owners of these companies ask why are you doing this, they say things like because we can.
Wow,
that's the type of thing that's going on all over the place. They're stealing the pension funds of big corporations and then mm-hmm. stealing the businesses, setting up the owners as if they were the ones that stole the money. And they were the ones that that robbed the business. And that is the case in some cases. The former owners of Adelphia Communications, which is a cable company, an interstate cable company,
Philadelphia,
based out of Louisiana originally, but then sort of spread out, throughout the country, New York, Ohio, many states around the country, but not in a contiguous fashion, if you understand my meaning. It wasn't systematically moving from state to state. It was. They moved in here and took over this company and moved in another remote location and took over that company.
Acquisitions.
But had the highest or some of the highest rates in the country, and yet the poorest service. And it was apparent to me when I first came into contact with the quality of the product that they were putting out, that I said, in fact, I made this statement to my father, this is got to be one of the most corrupt companies in the telecommunications industry on the planet. And it turned out that the owner and his two sons had embezzled $60 billion. This is money, a certain portion of that money should have been put into the infrastructure of the system, charging 3 to 4 times as much money as anyone else in the country and giving one-tenth the amount of service.
Don, that sounds like a typical mob racket. They and the Bush family, as pirates, are so notable for that kind of activity. They come in and they acquire a company, and they, like a vampire, they suck it dry. All the profits, everything goes to them. They will leave it dry and dead when they walk away from it. Instead of investing in it and building it back up to keep it going, no. They're pirates, like vampire pirates, and they come in to suck everything out of it and just let it fold up. Let's just recall, and before I get to that, Don, and this ties in with what you're saying earlier, this is a monopoly activity where it's monopolizing on all businesses. They're squeezing out all independent business activities.
It's racketeering. It's, again, the RICO.
Absolutely. It's RICO all the way. Now, let's just get an example of what I was just saying. Think about when GW was president and he had that ranch in Texas, right? Okay. Every time they showed photos of that or film footage of the ranch, I didn't see a ranch. I seen a dump. Seen big bale, like big bales of hay rolled up in a few spots. The house didn't look impressive. There was no ranch. There wasn't any farming, any agricultural. I didn't see any cattle, nothing. And that's what they do. They just take everything and leave nothing.
Yeah. And they've for a number of years, I couldn't tell you how many, it's got to be 30, 40 years, they're paying farmers subsidies to not grow crops while they're complaining about not enough food. And then and they're paying these guys, and that, you see, that opens the door for kickbacks, you see.
Right.
We'll pay you $400,000, but you get to keep $300,000.
Right.
Okay. And who knows if they were paying taxes on that, but certainly those that were accepting bribes or skimming out of those monies weren't paying taxes on them.
Count on.
You know, try and find a social security number when you're doing a genealogical search on a Rockefeller.
Exactly.
Okay? Really? Seriously, try that. Why is it that these people don't have to pay into the system?
You got it. Their system that they created, they are the counterfeiters. They imposed it on us, and yet they don't abide by any of that. Rockefeller owns so much property just around here alone. Prime, beautiful property all over the place. Tons of acres. I'd like to see his property tax bill. He doesn't have one, though. When the Clintons moved up so that Hillary Rotten Clinton could become senator of our state, which is just disgusting every time I think about it, and they moved into a very ritzy spot down in Westchester, I'd like to see what they were paying in property tax. I bet they didn't pay a penny. They never do.
Yeah, well, you know, and you're talking about the thieves, too. I mean, these are all the thieves. See, this is the international RICO crowd.
Exactly. That's my point. Don, they don't pay a dime in taxes at all. When I hear, oh, well, President Bush paid so much in tax this year, I laugh, and I say,
and all the people who have been murdered by these characters over the years, never a murder investigation. Never. Hundreds of people, not counting the ones that they kill in illegal wars, which amount to glorified bank robberies,
sure,
where then they in turn murder our military personnel, thinking that they're going into a country promoting freedom and they like to call it democracy, you know, to have a voice in what goes on. Yeah, you have a voice, but it's one of complaining and crying out for justice.
I sure hope our military wakes up to that real fast now.
Well, a lot of them are, you know, and hopefully the police officers and the sheriffs around the country are going to start waking up to what's going on. Because when they find themselves victimized in the same way they're victimizing the rest of society, it may be too late for them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It may be too late.
That's right. But you're done, and they're literally getting away with murder, my friend. That's a fact. Until we step up as a country and stop them. And we need the military. We need all the law enforcement, FBI. We need all these law enforcement agencies. Where's the good knights? We need them to step forth right now. We're ready to join you guys. I hate criminals. I hate traitors. I hate anything that abuses kids and women. I hate it. I will not tolerate that. Let's get together and finally save our country before we lose our country and be the laughing stock of the whole world, and especially all the great men and women that fought for any freedom that we experience in our lifetime from previous generations. They will scorn us forever for dropping the ball.
Yeah. Well, we're about out of time, Michael. I wanted to bring up one more point here before we close, and that's about a recent admission by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control. I guess that name is a dead giveaway. You know, they're controlling disease. They're not eradicating it. They're controlling it.
They're creating it.
Yeah, of course. I have some alternative names, but I can't use them on the show. They're admitting that Morgellons is worth an investigation, okay? Which is an admission that it's caused by chemtrails. It's mm-hmm. We've already known that. We've discussed this on past shows. Mm-hmm. This is the disease that they claimed was Lyme's disease, if you remember. And for the past 10 to 12 years, they've been saying that. Now, all of a sudden, this is something that has to be investigated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm holding my breath. We know there's been a cure for cancer since the 1930s, at least. And
it's the beginning of time.
Yeah, and they should be investigating that, too, right?
Done. By the way, there's a great book out, and I heard the guy interviewed on Mike Herzog's show a few weeks back, and the guy's right on the money. Even cancer was unheard of until our time. They really are the ones creating the cancer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is quite clear. They've created lots of diseases, polio, diabetes, all the immuno type diseases and autism and all of that stuff.
Sure.
I mean,
West Nile.
Yeah, you know the all the different viruses and pandemic laden diseases or what they like to call pandemics. You know.
Yeah.
I guess that's you know, we don't have the word epidemic anymore. You know, this right. has to create fear, the ultimate fear.
That's right. It's got to be real big. I don't know if I mentioned this in the past, Don, but since you brought it up with the, this pandemic and the new one with the CDC and bird flu,
mm-hmm.
which they're really trying to promote. Now, you sent out an email recently about the Baxter Company, and they got caught abroad with this infection in their products.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously they're spreading it around. But I actually have a high-level management IBM Europe report about the bird flu. Now, this is already 2 years old since I've had it.
Yeah.
And it describes how they're going to get hit with this bird flu, It's going to come around in waves of 12-week cycles. And there's going to be three waves. Now, how do they know that if this is all natural, coming from nature, and it never existed before, it's unprecedented? How would they know all that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're creating it. They're going to make it happen.
Yeah, and what role is IBM playing in this? Are they going to do the computer tracking, you know?
Well,
are they going to make
into the genome stuff? You know that.
Yeah.
So control all races and do a lot of genetic manipulation with animals and stuff. So they're behind all that 100%. But this report was mainly about how to handle the IBM employees when the pandemic strikes, and how all the employees that are infected will have to remain on IBM premises the entire time, quarantined.
Well, then,
go home.
Yeah, then they're obviously co-conspirators. So then we should be targeting these manufacturers or these big corporations that are involved in it too. You know, not just the politicians and the bankers and the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, that's right. The big corporations are the bankers' toys.
Yeah.
That's right. They own all of that.
Yeah. We got to start training birds to defend themselves, too. You know? Well, Michael, we're out of time. I want to refer people to my website where they can visit my sponsors page. You've been a sponsor of Evident Footprints from the beginning. And if you click on directlightproductions.com or go there, enter that in a URL address space, and then click on sponsors. You can see some of Michael's products there, Michael Anthony's Private Stock, and a lot of people have experienced great results from your products, and want to encourage the listening audience to check them out.
Thank you, Don. And
the next time we have you on, we're going to get more into these health issues, keeping in mind that this is spiritual warfare that we're talking about here. We have to transcend the mindset of what these things are intending to do to us, how they're intended to divide us, even from ourselves. You know, our
fear all the time.
Yeah, and to keep us out of touch with the reality of who we are.
That's right.
We really are.
That's right. And God's connection to us.
Yes. Yes. And I know, I hear from many people that describe miraculous results from using your products, and they're not getting sick like they used to get sick. In fact, they're describing other phenomena, that they have more energy and more vitality. They're thinking clearly, and they're waking up.
Yes, it's a beautiful thing, Don. And when it comes to this and helping people and animals and birds, I help everything, and I'm very blessed that I have these formulas. There's nothing quite like them, and to always get such great reports from everybody using the products. Nothing makes me happier than to know I'm able to help in this kind of fashion. And so it's just so great and encouraging. And I just thank the good Lord and everybody that's using my products and seeing these kind of results. I want you just to thank the good Lord, because He gets all the credit.
Yep, that's right. Well, Michael, thanks for being on the show, and I look forward to your next visit. We got you on a few times this month, and I miss having you on. The last month was really crazy, and there were a lot of things that sort of got moved around because of that series of shows we did on the false flag events, you know.
Sure, Don, it's great to be on. I always enjoy it, and you've got a great show, and you're also a good friend, and it's my privilege to be on, and I appreciate you inviting me on, and I look forward to it, and so thank you, sir.
Okay, well, it's time to say goodnight to our listening audience. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com, and our special guest, Michael Anthony. Again, check out DirectLightProductions.com. Go to sponsors. Click on Michael Anthony, and you can check out Michael Anthony's private stock. In the meantime, I would like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible, Seth Hendrick for the sound, and most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Have a wonderful night. Have a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.